we'll talk about your fit in 1 second. The elevator door is open, and I look at Evan looking like Captain Steuben from the Love Boat. You didn't tell me. You didn't tell me you were dressing tropical.
Give me four. Yeah. Well, so I was out yesterday, and I'm going to be honest. I don't have a lot of, like, summertime clothes. I'm from the Bay Area. I'm used to living in the fog.
Look at you.
So I picked up a couple Hawaiian t-shirts from my travels around, you know, around the country, I've lived in five different states. And I just feel like the Hawaii look,
yeah,
it's a little
good.
More for me.
Yeah, you
so
look
when,
good.
When it's 85 and plus out, you know, I got the green on. I got, I think this is from a spot on Oahu. So, yeah, I'm feeling good, man.
Yeah, you look good. My pops texted me like he thought the show started at 10. It's 10:02, so I like
technically 10:03.
Pops, we're here, baby.
Sam, what's going on?
Don't get worried about your son.
Well,
we're good.
We're going to have to get to that poll they put up in the morning in
and
just a little
Cam
bit.
We got Cam rocking with us, baby.
Yeah, we got a lot going on today. We got Cam Williams in the house. We got Pasta back there. We also got we got a big guest coming up at 10:40.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give her. Well, nobody knows who her is. Shout out the R&B singer.
Yeah,
but. I'm going to give her flowers.
Elle Duncan is coming up at 10:40.
I like her.
She works on ESPN SportsCenter. But more importantly, she is hosting for Netflix the opening night Major League Baseball game between the Giants and the Yankees.
I love that. So, here in the Yay.
There's only going to be one game.
Now,
she's
do you like that?
Or
I don't know if I like that. Thursday night NFL, I get. But the one game on opening day? I feel like everybody's supposed to be playing.
Well, technically not opening day. It's opening night. Opening day will be the day after. But I don't know. To me, that's where baseball loses. I know you're used to 15 games a day or 10 games or however many. But I do think allowing yourself to focus on one game from time to time.
Kind of like Monday Night Football-y, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have the same pop as Kansas City, Philadelphia on Thursday night. That Sunday
opener. But
two-story
franchises. Yankees and Giants.
Yeah, so that's going to be, I think it's next Wednesday.
Look at you.
She's
going
to join us at 10:40.
And
we're
going
to talk
right?
about that.
I told Lucas to,
Yeah.
You got something to do? You're young.
I know. I might be out and about.
Look
no, one
you.
Of our buddies, Carter, who's, you know,
Chicken
right now.
And brand new daddy.
Right now on parental leave. He was talking about maybe we hit Momo's.
No, let's do it.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Speaking of one game that we all had our eyes on, though, last night. You actually came in a little hot on that Golden State Washington game
last night.
I was surprised. I thought you would have liked that game last night.
No, I loved the game. They won by 8. You know, they were playing a G League
that's
team.
The mic drop.
And I got to be honest, I love Porzingis, and I love the idea of Porzingis remaining healthy. And I heard Bonte on with Lubman and Spadoni this morning, and he was just talking about, I'm paraphrasing, that day that we all have been waiting on. When Steph meets Porzingis, they meet on the floor. And I just shared with you, you know, there's a little trepidation for me in regard to who scares you the most about that combination not manifesting in regard to, you know, when Steph does come back, and hopefully he does. But, Evan, there's something eating at me. Like, I know he's busting his tail to try to do it, but if he can't, how disappointing would that be not to see those two together? But which one concerns you more about that not happening? Porzingis' availability, who's been available here lately. I'll talk about that. I wish he would have played against the Knicks. That's neither here nor there.
He might play tomorrow against Boston.
Yeah, it wasn't Bam's 83, but a lot are excited about what he did to the Wizards. They won by 8. Or the Chef dealing with what he's dealing with in regard to runner's knee.
Well, I think
how
Curry,
would Evan answer that?
I think Curry concerns me a little more. It's as much about the nature of the injury as it is his age. And also because, obviously, he's more important than Kristaps Porzingis.
But he's the show.
Yeah,
the
absolutely. Chef. But, yeah, last night, the guy realized they beat the Wizards 125-117. But Porzingis pours in 30 points in
off
25 minutes,
yeah.
12 in the fourth quarter, got to the free throw line 14 times. And a lot of it is, yes, you're right. Washington is a team that is just getting up and down. They're hacking everywhere. The Warriors, the fact that they were in the game says something we can get into as well. But I'm watching that game last night, especially the fourth quarter, Agoo. They give it to him at the nail 3 straight times.
Oh,
bap, bap, bap. I want to see him play with Curry.
Yeah, all of us
do. I want to see him play with 30.
It's not about his talent at all. It's his availability. Dude just has range, just unlimited E, and he's won a chip. You know what I'm saying? So he's played big-time basketball, but I just feel like this is a cloak over the Bay Area in regard to our sport teams. Can he remain healthy?
I mean, that's the biggest question.
Yeah.
But I will say this, and this is also kind of a...
What you got?
You know, an indication of how healthy he has been. That was the first time since the end of last year, I guess calendar year,
okay,
that he's played three games in a row. And I know that the back-to-back doesn't count, but I'm saying that he's been healthy for three.
Right,
it's
you.
Also the first time he's played 25 minutes in a game since November.
Yeah, and I
when he was a member of the Hawks.
What do you give me for this? And the guru doesn't matter. If he played against the Knicks, I think we win that game.
You might have.
Yeah.
You might have. I mean, but that's kind of the way his schedule. I mean, I would say if because there was someone else who played last night that didn't play against New York, Melton.
Oh, yeah, D'Anthony.
If D'Anthony Melton plays against
the Knicks. He must
have
heard me say he can't hit the side of a barn because, you know, I was hitched my wagon to him. He was getting it done last night.
He was dunking last night.
But shout out Tim. I do have to say this, Evan. The disrespect from the station, and I don't know where to place this at, but you said I came in hot. So I pull up YouTube, as I always do, because I'm a P1 for the roast, and there's a poll. Which was more impressive? Steve Kerr's 600 wins? Becoming the fourth fastest coach to do that outside of Pop, Pat Riley, and Phil Jackson? Or Porzingis is 30 against the Wizards? What are we doing? Stop! The disrespect to Steve Kerr needs to stop. I took it on the chin with Pods, Coach. I love you. Austin in San Jose, I love you. I wasn't doing anything out of turn. But that was a disrespectful poll.
How low are we
as a fan base? You agree.
No, I'll take it a step further because it's worse than that. It's not just the fact that that was the poll question.
Oh, my God.
But I'm looking at the numbers right now. There's been 360 votes. You can head to YouTube. Check us out there.
Oh, this can be a landslide.
957. Kristaps scoring 30 or Steve Kerr winning 2%. His 600th game. 57%. Kristaps scoring 30.
See,
are we as a society?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, we're not Gatorade, it's Haterade. That's just symbolized. People are out on Kerr. I get it, but to not take a step or two back and just reflect on what the guy has done, and you know the four chips, the Lake Merritt parades, they don't happen if he doesn't take the job. And Lacob took a chance on him. No head coaching experience. But, Evan, can you give me the results of that poll again?
Ever since I started talking about we started talking about it, 56% now. Kristaps scoring 30, 44% Steve Kerr winning 600 games. Do you realize that also, not just being the fourth fastest, that of head coaches who have won 600 or more games in the NBA all time, he is second in winning percentage behind Phil Jackson.
And I can tell you, Evan, with that nuggy nug, I don't like the way that, you know, he treated Kuminga. And I can put that at the ledger and doorstep of Steve Kerr. But you can also congratulate when you hate as well. That you can do that, people. I'm talking to you all. You know who you are. You can say, you know what, I don't like Evan today. But Evan's a good guy most days. You know, that's how I try to live my life.
That's a little backhanded, too.
I've never said it. I know what you mean.
But, yeah, I mean,
come on,
and that's why you guys were coming in talking about how, you know, the first three games that Kuminga played, he played well. Like, you can recognize that. Just like I can recognize last night that Kristaps Porzingis made me think about him and 30 together on the floor.
All day.
And look, this season has become a lot of what-ifs for the Warriors.
And we're running out of time.
Well, that's the problem. You have 14 games left. There's not a lot of time.
Man,
I guess my question off the top of the show today, 888-957-9570, you know, what did that version of Porzingis you saw, that glimpse? Because, look, it's the Wizards. I get it. But 30 points is 30 points.
Yeah.
And he did it off the bench in 25 minutes. What does that version of him do for you? What does it make you feel as a Warriors fan? Is it more about next season? Is it more about these final 14 games? Is it more about Curry? Is it about Jimmy Butler, who was also in D.C. last night?
Finally, Jimmy, I was asking Stoddy, is he coming back?
He said he had to be there for his guys.
Okay. Let me hit up.
I saw him at Indian Wells before. Any Golden State Warrior did last weekend.
I got you.
But no, he was in D.C. last night. Maybe he was that jolt the Warriors needed.
Washington wouldn't go away. I was getting a little like, it's down to 4, 6, 8. But they covered by half if you play the ponies. But what do you give me for this, E? And you can hook me up to a lie detector test. Now, those things are the fakest things ever. Only God knows if you're lying. But listen, Evan, What if I told you I fantasized about Steph and Porzingis before the 30 against the Wizards? Would you believe me? Like, I fantasized about 30 and Porzingis being on the court together. As soon as they announced Porzingis was coming to town and I saw him score 12, I'm like, oh, boy. Do you believe your boy when I say that?
That it first game against Boston?
Yeah, just even when it was announced he was going to be a dub, I was like, man, I'm fantasizing about that. And I'm being truthful.
No, I believe you are.
My man!
I also remember what was it a couple weeks ago when Porzingis couldn't get on the floor and we were talking about general illness, that we were sold a false bill of goods. that day that me and Sonny were trying to convince you that it wasn't a bad trade, that you know, we gotta go put our head under sand because Porzingis wasn't giving you anything.
Yeah, but it was like the Al Horford, you know, it wasn't his play, it was the sciatica, and everybody has something going on, right? But when he was out there, it's good. So, you know, quietly I'm looking and I'm with you, E. If Warrior fans want to think and fantasize, what scares me, though, is I'm with you. I think your answer about which one of these two, because it seems like Porzingis has, I guess we'll say, some health momentum in regard to being available. But Curry, I'm watching him last night get up like I'm a doctor. Shout out Dr. Dina Dale. That's my go-to. Like, is he moving better or is he ginger? So we'll see. And like you said, 14 days, 14 games left. It would be basketball robbery if somehow he didn't come back and we didn't get to see them how they fit together. And then, Evan, you got that million-dollar question, and I don't know where I'm at right now. Last week I quoted myself saying, can the Warriors really afford to take a chance on Porzingis and bring him back if he wasn't willing to take a hometown discount?
Well, he might have to take a hometown discount. And actually, this was something that we talked about it yesterday. I do have a list of things that to me are kind of off-season priorities for the Warriors, but we're gonna keep that towards the back half of the show. I think for me, watching the game last night, because Golden State, they've turned into the Golden State what-ifs. You know what I mean?
I'm going to give you an early three.
Curry, Butler, now Porzingis. And I completely understand that fans watching that game last night, some of them not feeling super excited. But to me, there hasn't been much to be excited about. And that's why a glimpse into a real player who can do real things on the floor and that has a track record of doing said things as a 20-point-per-game scorer in this league when he's on the floor, I'm sorry, I'm just not really sure what else you're watching the Warriors for right now if not for a glimpse into the possibility that Porzingis and Curry went back, hopefully soon, they could get you to a playoff series. Yeah. And we talked about it yesterday. That, to me, that's the goal right now. If you had one goal for the remainder of the year, you talked about the lottery. I know people have talked about draft picks. To me, it is still Operation Playoffs. And that version of Kristaps Porzingis last night that scored 30 in 25 minutes, that's a guy that can get you there.
Yeah.
That can help get you there.
And you might laugh, and it's okay. I'm ready for you, E, but I call him.
You can fight me on it if you want.
No, I'm ready. I got my gloves. I'll do better than Blueface. I don't know if you saw him. He got knocked out the ring. Did you see that over the weekend?
No, I missed
this one. YouTube influencer, and he put hands on him. Anyway, what if I told you, Evan, that Porzingis reminds me like he's a poor man's Wimby. That size, can shoot it and do everything, so I look at him, and it's not about talent. It's just about the big if.
I mean,
if it was a fifth, we'd all, you know what.
That's what he was supposed to be. I mean, look, and the Warriors in one off season, I know Horford's hurt right now. Hopefully going to be back soon.
What about Moody? Nobody bringing up Moody. I hate it. Like, that was a serious, I don't want to say serious, but yes, kept him out for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, and that's someone you can get back to and can absolutely help this team. And in the meantime, you got guys like, Przemski played well against the Knicks, didn't play very well last night. Guy Santos, I thought, played really well in yesterday's game.
He was hitting the three.
The one guy that, you know, unfortunately just...
I know where you're going.
I hate to be that guy, but...
2-8.
Draymond Green, once again, did not have a very good game last night. You know, Porzingis, in a way, kind of saved the Warriors. Like, we're talking about what he did as far as scoring and production, and you can take it one of two ways. Either that he played well and they won, or they needed his 30 points to beat the Wizards.
Yeah, I'm not making the comparison in regard to body types about KP, but Evan, he went to the charity stripe 14 times. I'm not used to that from anybody outside of Durant, Jordan Poole when he was on, and obviously Steph Curry. But just watching that facet to his game, he's not Paul Pierce, but Paul Pierce had that, and some of the great scorers had that ability to get to the line, you know, make a dude foul you. And I'm just watching that like, oh, man, that's what you pack in your suitcase when it comes playoff time. So I'm with you. I'm romanticizing and fantasizing. Now I guess at this point, Porzingis' job is to keep it up in regard to availability. But the million-dollar question is the chef. When will he get back in the kitchen?
And that's why – so I'm not sure if I got to throw it back at you, but which one for you is more of a concern at this point when it comes to health?
About 30.
Curry over Porzingis.
No doubt about it.
If I gave you – so there's 14 games left.
Damn!
If I gave you – at this point, I feel like I would take 10.
Oh, man.
Or I would take 8.
I'd take 4. Evan, I'll take 3. But the runner's knee, it's not when he comes back. Steph, call your boy in the morning when you wake up. How is that? That's what I'm talking about. Either after, you know, the after effect.
Well, and that's where him and Porzingis are similar, is that their injuries or illnesses, they seem to be unpredictable. And Curry, you know, kind of makes more sense. He's 38 years old. Porzingis has been dealing with this for some time. You know, would it shock you if today we get a report that Porzingis is feeling sick and is not going to be with the Warriors for the remainder of the trip?
It wouldn't shock me. But it would be disappointing because we're seeing him. I just wish he would have played on that national TV game against the Knicks. But
he'll be on national TV tomorrow if he plays.
Yeah, and scores 30. Remember our Borop, our friend Brian Iglesias.
Yeah,
yeah. We stay in contact like I do with most of the guys I've worked with and gals.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay,
I keep relationships. He was like, "Oh, 30 for K." I'm like, "Do it tomorrow in Beantown, and we'll talk."
What else do you want from him? I mean, if he scored 12 points yesterday against the Wizards, you'd be killing him for it. But he scores 30, and it means nothing.
No, I want you to play against a better team. Miss me against the Wizards. That's what I'm saying to everybody. Miss me with 30 against the Wizards. And I hope you're not selling me on that. Why didn't you play against the Knicks?
Because they said he couldn't play against New York.
All right.
They picked this game for him.
I feel how I feel.
No. I'm with you. But then, okay, so when other teams and other players put up empty, like, are you calling Bam Adebayo as 83 worthless?
I mean, that was shameful, but it is what it is. It wasn't a masterpiece to me.
Kuminga's back-to-back games against the Wizards when he was dunking and scoring 20 points a game mean nothing?
I mean, I don't know what you want from me.
Those games.
No, it's not about them. It's just about I would have preferred him to play against the Knicks in a game they lost. But I'm not going to come in here, and I'm not saying you're doing it, and act like he's Will Chamberlain because he scored 30 against a G League team.
No, I'm not, but I'm also saying that they needed his 30 points.
Right. They needed his 30 points to win that game. They needed everyone. And I hope I'm not sounding like they needed it. Come on, man.
No,
but
I mean,
it's easy.
Washington stinks.
Didn't even play.
That's what I told you about the game yesterday. They have a back-to-back.
Yeah.
They played Detroit today. Sar's probably going to play today.
You called that. I'm giving you your flowers.
I mean, you know, they played the Celtics down to the wire. They played the Magic into overtime. I'll give them that, the Washington Wizards. By the way.
What you got?
Everyone's been trying to sell me on this idea that next year Washington is going to take this.
Anthony Davis is back. A whole year, the Roadrunner last
year. A whole year, 34
horrible.
Games.
My man was horrible last night, Trey.
Trey Young is the guy that I'm... Yeah, he's the one I'm more worried about.
Trey was cold last night, yeah.
Trey... Eee.
Yeah.
And I know he's playing with a lot of guys. But, God, I mean, Melton caught a body last night.
Melton, I think my man got up, man.
Quiet.
Wow.
It was Will Richard against the Knicks and then Melton against the Washington Wizards. The only guy I felt bad for was Spencer when he got dropped by Coulibaly.
Yeah, I heard it. That sounded like a splat. Yeah, I was like, oh, somebody went to the ground.
That one was tough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, for me, it's just when you're watching this team, Kristaps Porzingis is a player that gives you something to watch. And as much as we came in yesterday and we glowed about the Warriors' fight and the effort against the Knicks, and I know they... Like which game to you was more impressive? Was it the Knicks game?
Yeah, it was the Knicks game. And the reason was, Evan, nobody gave him a chance in hell, and I was in that line. So we could sit here like we do best here in America is talk about it from so many different angles. Oh, the Knicks stink, they're whatever, whatever. They won the game. But I thought the Warriors did well from themselves. All the guys that came together, didn't have a chance, and came within a possession or two of winning the game.
This is from the 510 on the Boxer Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. This is from Turbo. Okay. I'm watching and hoping the Warriors lose to get to 9 or 10. Well, you don't have to watch anymore. They are 9 or 10. I'm hoping we get a decent player in this draft that can help and have someone to cheer for the future. I don't need Steph coming back and playing 45 a game to score 40 points and lose. I'd rather have Steph not come back until three games before the play-ins. We need to move on and start thinking about the draft and, well, it says top four in the draft, but essentially the draft. You know, it's the same sentiment that we got a lot yesterday and have been feeling from the Dubs, Goo, which is how much can Curry really help? That's why, to me, and again, I know it's the team they played,
okay,
but the way that Porzingis looked.
The spacing, man. You just dream of it.
He played 25 minutes for the first time in over almost 4 months.
Progress.
That's a guy that, alongside Curry, I can see, it is to get into the playoffs. But you got to win two play-in games now.
I got you.
Or play-hard games.
Yeah, and we know Steph's a, no pun intended, a warrior, right? And he's a competitor. So I believe if he truly can go and be the best version of himself or somewhere close, Evan, he'll play. So, you know, now I'm thinking about your question. I emphatically said Curry worries me more. Now I'm kind of thinking about Porzingis and the more, you know, miles he adds through these 14 games. If he can remain upright and you're telling me, hey, it's this game's at Portland, like I feel good if Curry's there and Porzingis, like that changes everything. And what would be phenomenal about it is hopefully it'll be game six of them together. Could be game one, Evan. Could be game none if Curry doesn't come back and Porzingis is hurt. But I'll say this. In a season that has been just marred with injuries or whatnot, what if I told you your boy's getting a little frisky and excited about that play-in game once the chef gets back on what it could mean and where they possibly could go?
Well, people might not like it, but that's the thing that is going to be the most exciting part of this season. If the Warriors make the play-in game,
man.
And can they get in? I'm sorry, that's what the season has brought the Warriors to by the amount of injuries, by the amount of, I would say, injury-prone players that they brought to this team, and even some of them that have happened to and befell the younger guys. Like Moses Moody, I wouldn't describe him as an injury-prone player.
Yeah.
He got hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they've been hit by an injury bug in a way that we haven't seen in some time. I think some of that is their fault by assuming that a lot of these older guys were going to stay upright. But
bad luck, too, or you don't like that?
I would say an ACL is bad luck. I mean, if Jimmy Butler was hurt for, you know, if he got a hamstring or a quad, a soft tissue injury.
Like a sprained wrist for Moody. I thought that was bad luck.
Yeah, that has to do with bad luck and not necessarily with age, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I do differ from a lot of people. The whole idea that you should have seen Jimmy Butler going down with a season-long injury, like, miss me with that.
Yeah, and a lot of, you know, our guy Stani, enjoy PR, baby, Puerto Rico. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, in my camp are saying, what did you expect, Evan, when you put a lot or invest a lot in older players and they break down? Are you shocked, regardless of what the breakdown is? But I will say this about Jimmy Butler. When I hear his name, Evan, I get so down, and it's a basketball down, because not only were we robbed of his services this year, like George Kittle, it will go into next year. How far, how deep, I don't know. But that's when you just feel like you're getting it from both ends, you know? Okay, yeah, we missed you this year. You'll be ready, you know, game one next year. Jimmy's is going to go into the season now, you know, and we're hoping he's back by January. I hate those type of injuries.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What did that game for you, that game last night do for you? If anything, I mean, they're going to play tomorrow against Boston. How much does it want to make you see Porzingis with Steph? And to Goose's point, if there is a guy that you're more concerned about in regards to health, is it Kristaps Porzingis or is it still Steph Curry? All right, we are also about 15 minutes away from Elle Duncan, ESPN's Elle Duncan. She's going to be on Netflix, host of Major League Baseball's 2026 opening night between the Giants and the Yankees on Netflix. She's joining us again at 10:40 to talk about that and a whole host of things. So looking forward to that conversation. All ahead on 95.7 The Game, presented by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson, and we're giving you another chance to play Knockout at Chase Center Monday, April 6th. So listen to the crossover today and all week long, giving away two spots each day. Two spots all week long between 1:45 and 2:15. For more information, go to 957thegame.com. That segment was sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything.